The Abbott family debate over the right to same-sex marriage has been thrown back into the spotlight, with daughter Frances Abbott backing the Yes campaign in a video. Ms Abbott talks about her aunt, Christine Forster, and says she would like to be present at and a part of her aunt's wedding. In the video, she says legalising same-sex marriage would make society a much better place.
You can't help who you fall in love with. Love just happens sometimes and it's unexpected, and that's kind of what's the awesome thing about it. I look at Auntie Chris and I don't think she planned to fall in love with Virginia. It just happened. It never really changed anything. She was still Auntie Chris. She's still going to be at Christmas. She's still going to be at the family barbecues. Her children are still my cousins. This is why it really just doesn't make sense to me that it's not allowed.
Ms Abbott says legalising same-sex marriage would lead to less fear of discrimination, less isolation and loneliness. Tony Abbott is campaigning heavily against same-sex marriage. The former Prime Minister's sister, Ms Forster, a Liberal councillor for the City of Sydney, is campaigning for a yes vote. Ms Abbott explains in the video why she is stepping forward to support that position, despite her father's view on the subject.
Well, I think it's well known that within my family we have people that sit on the other side of the fence. My mother and my father raised me to stand up for what I believe in.
Meanwhile, Brisbane Catholic Archbishop Mark Coleridge has criticised the language being used in the same-sex marriage debate. He says while same-sex couples' love must be respected, society has always discriminated towards some forms of marriage.
I am concerned to clarify the language, and I don't think it's enough to say that love is love. It is about love, but there's only one form of love, the many forms of love that we call marriage, and that is between a man and a woman, supposedly lifelong and supposedly open to children.
Archbishop Coleridge says while it is his responsibility to convey knowledge about the debate to fellow Catholics, he does not want to give same-sex couples a difficult time. He says their dignity must be respected.